We're holding Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. That's 1-5. Previously, the Mishnah had said that plants that are cultivated that fulfill the five different criteria listed previously are obligated for Peah. This Mishnah will say that can apply to trees as well. The Mishnah says, Uva Ilan, when it comes to trees, Ha'og. The Og, according to the Rambam, is Sumac. It's a kind of tree that produces red berries. It's used today if you have Za'atar spice. If there's red in your Za'atar spice, that's Sumac. And also, it's still sold in other shops. You can put it in, people have it in salads, etc. The Charuvin, carobs, it's carob trees. Jews call it Buxar, the Yiddish. The Gozim, that is walnuts. Vashkedim, and that is almonds. So the first four are different kinds of berries and and nuts as well. The second four in this list are from the list of species that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. Vahagafanim. Gafanim means vines, as in grapevines. So the grapevine, of course, is also an ilan, is a tree. That's why the bracha on a grape is brepriyait. Vaharimonim, another one of the species Eretz Yisrael is praised with, is rimonim, that's pomegranates. Vahazesim, these are olives. And Vatamarim, dates. So that list of 4 plus 4 makes 8 different kinds of trees that are obligated in the mitzvah of the Peah. And the Bartanu understands this is just a sampling. Any trees like these that fulfill the 5 criteria listed in the previous Mishnah are obligated in Peah. And you'll note, therefore, that all the 7 species by which Eretz Yisrael are praised are chayv in Peah, with the one exception of figs, as we described in the previous Mishnah, because the fig tree is not lakita sukhachas, isn't harvested all at one time. The figs ripen over the course of months during the summer.